ABC Listen.
Hello, my name is Nidge, and today on Imagine This, I'm making lunch.
Smells good.
Oh, thanks. It's my mum's special dal recipe.
What's in it?
Lentils, onion, garlic, turmeric, salt, and to finish it off, 3 chilies.
Chili is spicy.
Hot. That looks like a lot.
Here we go.
No thanks. I don't like spicy food.
Mm-mm. Quite a kick to it though. Wow.
Nidge, this recipe just says 1 chili.
Didn't you put in 3?
Yeah, I did. Ooh, it's really heating up now. Ah, what's happening in my mouth?
100 chilies.
100? I only put in 3. Whew, what's happening in my mouth?
It hurts. It feels like you're eating lava.
It's burning hot.
Jacob and Jamie have been thinking about spicy food too.
Hi, Imagine This. My name's Jamie and I am 7 years old. I would like to know what makes food spicy.
Hello, Imagine This. My name's Jacob and I'm 5 years old. My question is, where does spice come from? How is it made? And how does milk help?
Milk helps? Oh, we should talk to Professor Heather Smythe. She's a flavour chemist and a sensory scientist. That means she knows all about how our bodies taste things. Ah, the milk ran out.
What a food market.
Oh, yum. There's so much to eat here. Look, there's pad kee mao from Thailand.
Mexican tacos.
Moroccan tagine. Oh, and there's Heather.
Hello, Nidge.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hi. Want to join me for lunch? I was just about to eat this lovely sashimi. I've got pickled ginger and wasabi to go with it.
Wasabi? No thanks. That's spicy too.
Yeah, we wanted to ask you about spicy food.
What makes something spicy?
Where does it come from?
Well, there's spicy food all over the world. There's plenty right here at this market. Spiciness can come from fruits like chilies, root vegetables like ginger and horseradish. Even garlic can have a kick to it.
Where should we start?
Well, there's really only one place to go.
Inside a mouth?
Yes, but smaller than that.
Small enough to fit on a tongue?
Smaller still. Have you ever looked at your tongue up close and seen that it's covered with lots of tiny little bumps?
Yeah.
They're called papillae.
Papillae?
We're going to need to take a closer look at some of those bumps.
Yeah!
Ooh. Sounds slimy. Let's imagine some gumboots too. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Whoa, we're on a tongue.
On a papilla.
Oh, it's like standing on a big pink lily pad.
They're soft and bouncy.
And so bumpy.
Whoa, don't fall off. There are gaps between the papillae.
Yes, there are deep grooves around the papillae for all the food and flavours to get into. And this is where you'll find the taste buds.
They're your tasters. They help you taste.
When you eat something and it goes into your tongue, it tries to figure out what the taste is.
Yes. Taste buds are tiny sensors that can detect taste in foods. We all have thousands of taste buds on our tongue.
Thousands? Where?
I can't see them.
They're inside these papillae, the bumps on the tongue.
This is how we taste stuff?
I wonder how it works.
Well, the taste buds send messages to our brain about what's in our mouth.
Does that mean they can taste the flavour of my gumboots right now?
Ew!
Taste buds can only detect about 5 flavours, and I don't think gumboots is one of them.
I can taste more than 5 things.
Yes, but our taste buds alone can only really tell if something is sweet, salty, sour, bitter, or umami.
Ooh, mummy!
Umami. It's a savoury taste, like meat or cheese or mushrooms. But taste on its own doesn't tell us much about the food we're eating. Flavour is a mix of the tastes on our tongues plus what we can smell.
Speaking of, Can you smell that? And hear it?
That noise is air being breathed in through the nose. Smells like...
lemon?
No, it's lime. Or maybe it's more mandariny.
It's oranges.
Oh, I love that smell.
Yes. While our tongues are limited to 5 tastes, our noses can sniff out literally thousands of smells. You can taste that a lemon is sour and an orange is sweet. But without the smell, you probably can't taste the difference between 2 sour things like a lemon and lime, or 2 sweet things like an orange and mandarin.
Whoa, hang on tight. There's a fruity flood on its way. Whoa, it's like a river of orange juice rushing around the papillae. Stay dry on your lily pads.
Quick, let's check the messages the taste buds are sending to the brain.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet,
sweet,
sweet.
I love oranges.
Oh, I got a bit of peel over here.
Bitter. Yuck. Sour.
Oh, I got a sour bit.
Yes, we can detect combinations of these 5 basic tastes. An orange can be sweet, sour and bitter all at once. But the flavour of an orange comes from a mix of those tastes, plus its smell and the texture or feel of it in our mouths. Even the colour of orange is part of its flavour.
That's amazing. You can kind of taste colours.
What about spicy?
Spiciness isn't really a taste or even a flavour. Technically, it's a pain signal.
Oh, can you smell that? There's a new smell coming in.
Smells like dal.
Spicy dal.
It's making my eyes water. Is that my dal?
Food cooked with chilli, like this dal by the smell of it, has a chemical in it called capsaicin.
Capsaicin?
Yes. Even the smell has capsaicin molecules in it. And when we breathe those molecules in, it can make our eyes water and sometimes tickle our throat and make us cough. If it gets on our skin or in our eyes, it can feel like it's burning too.
Oh, here comes the spicy dal.
Have you ever played The Floor is Lava?
Yeah. You have to stay off the ground because the lava will burn you.
Get ready to play.
Whoa.
The dal's pouring in like lava around all the grooves in the tunnel. Is it just me or is it getting hot in here?
Yes.
Danger. Danger. Warning, warning, warning.
What are those messages?
Danger. Fire.
When we eat spicy food, the capsaicin molecules lock into the heat receptors on the tongue. So it's not our taste buds that send messages to our brains. It's temperature and pain sensors that switch on.
So when capsaicin, the tiny spicy molecule, goes on our tongue, it connects to a heat sensor that tells the brain that it's hot and it hurts?
Yep.
This is too fiery. Let's spit it out.
My lily pad is getting hot.
Yeah, mine too. The floor really is lava. Quick, let's jump over to that tooth. Feels like my gumboots are gonna melt. Careful. Easy does it.
Pretty amazing, huh? The capsaicin chemical tricks your body into feeling hot. That's why people might sweat when they eat spicy food. Your nose can run and your eyes can water because your body is trying to wash it away.
It feels kind of scratchy because it's so spicy, so fiery that it's like you're in fire.
It also makes me feel like I'm going to jump around like a baboon and then sometimes I bang my chest.
It is still really hot in here. What can help if your mouth is feeling hot from spice?
Maybe just roll around on the floor.
Drink water.
Lots and lots of water.
You can jump into a pool and wash your mouth.
Water doesn't really help when there's capsaicin in your mouth. It's a bit like the chemical is waterproof.
Oh, what's happening?
Time for dessert.
Is that...
Ice cream!
Can you feel that? It's cooling down.
Yes. Scientists think that milk, yogurt, Or even yummy ice cream like this can do the trick.
Look, it's melting!
What's the ice cream doing to the capsaicin?
Cow's milk has nice fats and protein in it that can wrap around the capsaicin molecule and help wash it away.
Oh, that's better.
Heather, why do people like spicy food?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery. Humans are one of the only mammals on the planet who seem to like capsaicin. Some scientists think adding spice to food was used to help kill germs and make food last longer before we invented fridges.
That's cool. So people would have been eating spice to keep their food fresh, and then they started to like it.
Other people think spicy food originated in hot countries to help cool us down.
Because chili has the word chill in it. That's why it cools you down.
Good one.
Come on, let's get back to the market and finish our lunch.
I love spicy food.
My mum likes it.
Dad puts chili sauce on lots of things. I think his taste buds are dead.
If we eat something a lot, our bodies get used to the taste. People who eat a lot of spice start to enjoy the heat.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it now because Dad's been forcing me to eat it.
If it's your first time trying a new food, like something spicy, you might not like it straight away, but I think it's a good idea to try new things.
If you don't try them, maybe one of the ones you will like them.
It's good because there are lots of great foods out in the world, and some of them may look like you don't want to eat them, but actually when you try it, it's like really delicious.
You taste it a little bit and you like it, and then you try another bit.
And you want to try other foods.
So if you like it, you can have it more often, and if it's healthy, it can make you stronger.
If I tried it, I might have liked it.
Ah, you guys are great. Let's do it now. Let's all pick something we've never tried before.
I'm gonna get salsa.
Those chips.
Chips?
I've never tried jackfruit, which is, I think, sort of like a pineapple but with no leaves. I think it would taste sweet, maybe salty.
Yum! That sounds delicious. If you get good at being adventurous eaters, you're getting practice at trying new things. And that can lead to being brave in lots of other ways.
I'm going to get the fermented eel brain with a side of sheep's eyeballs.
Maybe I'm not that brave.
So, Jacob and Jamie, when we eat, our bodies mix tastes from our tongues.
Sour.
Salty.
Sweet.
Bitter.
Ooh, mummy.
With thousands of possible smells from our noses to send messages to our brains, which creates flavour.
Yummy!
Spicy food is a little bit different. Chili has a chemical in it called capsaicin.
Danger! Danger!
That tricks our bodies into feeling heat and sometimes pain.
Danger! Fire!
These messages can make our bodies sweat and our tongues feel hot and burny.
So spicy.
Water doesn't really help, but dairy foods like yogurt and milk can help cool the burn. Not everyone likes spicy food all the time.
Yeah, I like spicy food.
Not me, I didn't like it.
But it is good practice to try new foods.
It's good to be brave.
And who knows, your new favourite food could be something you never even imagined.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.